Is starting your own business a path to freedom? It can be, but it can also be a grind, a relentless cycle of work and responsibility that can quickly lead to burnout and isolation. In his book, The Family First Entrepreneur, How to Achieve Financial Freedom Without Sacrificing What Matters Most, Steve Chu offers a guide to doing business differently. Drawing from his own entrepreneurial experience, Steve offers advice for business owners and employees alike, showing you how to escape the endless hustle and create a truly balanced life. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
My name is Steve Chu, and this is a book bite for the Family First Entrepreneur, How to Achieve Financial Freedom Without Sacrificing What Matters Most. Now, this book is relevant to anyone who is tired of working 40 hours a week at a job that they don't like. It's relevant to anyone who runs a small business and is finding that their business has turned into another job. It's relevant to anyone who wants to achieve financial freedom to spend more time with their loved ones or to spend more time on what they actually want to be doing in life. Now, I specifically wrote The Family First Entrepreneur to walk you through a better way of building a business. One where you don't have to strive unceasingly to succeed. One where your business actually frees up your time instead of draining it. Now, I sincerely believe that family-first entrepreneurship is the future of business, and it's never been more accessible to those who want it. This is the book I wish I had when I first became an entrepreneur, and I hope it inspires you to find your own path to success and happiness. Here are five insights and takeaways from my latest creation. Let's start with insight number one. 99% of the business and entrepreneurship advice out there is wrong. Now, this is a very strong statement, but it's true. Here is a fact. Most entrepreneurship advice is given by single men who have no responsibilities outside of taking care of themselves. They have no family, no mouths to feed, and no expenses to worry about, but that's not representative of most people. Now, there's a popular saying within the entrepreneurship community that entrepreneurs prefer to work 80 hours a week to avoid working 40 hours a week at a regular job. But if you follow the path of most entrepreneurs, working 80 hours per week and hustling nonstop, you'll end up sacrificing your time and your freedom for the promise of riches. Work yourself to the bone and lose what precious time you had to spend with your loved ones. Now, I've interviewed over 450 successful entrepreneurs on my podcast who are absolutely killing it with their multi-million dollar businesses. But what you never hear about publicly is that they don't see their family much, or that they're totally burned out or stressed out. You don't hear about the huge sacrifices that they had to make in order to get there. I once interviewed a billionaire whose business ended up destroying his marriage because he was working too much. And to this day, this remains his biggest regret in life, and he would trade all of his wealth to be back together with his family again. The truth is that you can, in fact, be financially free without being a stranger to your kids. You can make good money and have the freedom to enjoy it, and you don't have to work 80 hours a week just to make it all work. There is, in fact, a sustainable way to achieve financial freedom without making huge sacrifices. You just have to follow a certain set of principles to stay on track. Insight number two, start before you are ready. Now, most people wait too long before doing what they know they need to do in life. I wanted to start my blog for years before I did. What took so long to get started were two concerns. One, I was intimidated to build my own website on WordPress, and two, I thought I hated writing. So I kept stalling until finally the pain of not starting was greater than the discomfort of just doing it. After that, I installed WordPress, and it was surprisingly easy. 2 years of waiting, the whole thing took 2 hours. The next day, I typed out my first blog post, and it turned out to be much easier than I anticipated, and I could even make it fun. My blog post didn't have to be long and eloquent, they just had to be helpful and direct. I've blogged regularly ever since then with minimal resistance. When my wife and I started our e-commerce store selling handkerchiefs, we knew nothing about websites, nothing about selling online, and nothing about advertising. But we gave it a shot anyway and made $100,000 in profit in our first year of business with zero experience. Once we ditched our doubts, progress followed. And lots of things are like that. Most people hesitate to start a business because they doubt they have any marketable skills to offer, or they think they need to conduct years of research to create a viable business plan. None of this is true. Launching a business is easy. The hard part is getting it to run on autopilot with minimal effort or interference needed from you. Many aspiring entrepreneurs delay the first few steps, which are ironically the least risky ones in the entire process. Nobody is ready to begin, ever. You always have to start earlier than you think. After all, you can't really learn how to run a business until you've had experience running a business. So if you wait until you're ready, then you will never start at all. In other words, you will feel ready to start your business 6 months after you started. And even if your business fails, you learn something. And that's not failing, it's education. Insight number three, don't build a business around what you love. When it comes to business, most people want to sell something that they love or provide a service that they are passionate about. But what most people don't understand is that whether you start a business around an area of passion or not, most of what you end up doing is not necessarily related to the thing that you sell. In our case, we sell handkerchiefs and linens for special occasions, but most of the daily operations of our business have to do with sales and marketing, tracking inventory, and customer service. We could be selling computers and would basically be the same list of daily tasks. Do not start a business because you're trying to monetize your passion. Why? Because you won't be very happy and it probably won't work. In most businesses, what you end up doing, especially in the startup phase, is all the stuff required to run just about any business. And usually, this isn't what you're passionate about. You may, in fact, begin to associate these mundane activities with your passion itself and therefore grow to resent it. For example, my wife was passionate about embroidery, and she loved to embroider blankets and pillowcases, you name it. But as soon as we started doing it for other people, she started hating it. It's just a recipe for unhappiness. If you do find something that you love and turn it into a business, and you're ready to do the work, great. But do not believe the myth that this is something you have to be in love with or that it won't work. Simply not true. You can start a business around a lot of different areas of interest and make many of them succeed if you know what to do. You don't have to be passionate about running a business necessarily. Just know that this is how you end up spending the majority of your time, doing mundane, boring things that every business owner has to do. So instead of passion, focus on the purpose of your business. For me, our business was always about whether we could make enough money to replace my wife's income so she could stay at home with the kids. That was the real goal. And every decision we made was oriented around that single objective. We passed up on a lot of other opportunities that excited me way more than selling handkerchiefs and linens, but that wasn't the point of what we were doing. The point was, which business would allow us to have the most freedom to do what we wanted? Everything had to pass through that filter. It didn't matter what we sold, so long as we fulfilled our primary goal. That was what we were passionate about, the purpose behind the business, not just the business itself. Insight number four, everything that's being sold today is a commodity. Now, when starting a business, most people struggle with what to sell. Not because they can't find a profitable product, but because they want to sell something that is completely novel or unique. The truth of the matter is that very few products are unique, and almost every product is a commodity. Think of how many successful apparel companies or jewelry companies are out there in the world, and you'll soon realize that nothing is really new. Almost everyone sells the same types of products and services. So instead of killing yourself, trying to come up with the next big invention to present to the world, you should focus on what Drew Whitman calls the Life Force 8. The Life Force 8 are the core human desires that are responsible for almost all product sales. The Life Force 8 are survival, enjoyment of life, enjoyment of food and beverages, freedom from fear and danger, sex, comfortable living conditions, being superior to others, care and protection of loved ones, and social approval. Now, if you can appeal to a person's Life Force 8, you can sell anything. The truth is that people rarely make purchase decisions rationally. It's all about how you feel. So if you can position your product to address sexual urges, to elevate your status, or to keep your friends and family safe, you better believe that people are going to have strong feelings about it. Take Dr. Squatch, for example. They sell soap for men, but if you watch their commercials, what they are really selling is sex. Remember those old Herbal Essences commercials where they implied the women washing their hair were having an orgasmic experience? Or the Old Spice commercial where the guy getting out of the shower is daring the men watching to be stronger and manlier? These are all appeals to the Life Force 8, and they work very, very well. Everyone gets hung up on finding a niche, whether it's a physical or digital product, but the truth is that you can make anything sell as long as you appeal to a person's emotions. The product is less important than the emotions you evoke in a customer. So focus on the feelings and the sales will come. Insight number five, starting a side hustle is not risky. The biggest misconception about entrepreneurs is that they're all inveterate gamblers. At this point, I've interviewed over 450 successful business owners on my podcast, and I can tell you that not one of them has ever struck me as a big-time risk-taker. Quite the opposite, in fact. I don't know if the media is to blame or just some modern misunderstanding about what it takes to succeed, but there seems to be a myth in our culture that successful entrepreneurs enjoy taking wild chances, that there are high rollers who go big or go home. In my experience, nothing could be further from the truth. Almost every entrepreneur I've interviewed or met in the past 10 years has taken a methodical and conservative approach to starting their businesses. And as a result, most of them have succeeded. To put it concisely, what successful entrepreneurs do, more often than not, is take small, calculated risks. They don't bet the farm, which gives them room for little mistakes. Then they iterate. When my wife and I started our business, we both worked full-time jobs while building an e-commerce store on the side. And we only invested $630 to start our business. We made small bets as we went, making little tweaks with each step, and learned along the way. Our success is not the result of any brilliance on our part, just a willingness to keep experimenting and not going all in too soon. How did things end up? Well, it took a while, but our store makes over $1 million a year today. My wife and I no longer work regular jobs, and we spend most of our time with family, not on the beach sipping margaritas, but with our kids, creating meaningful experiences. Starting a side hustle does not have to be risky. Entrepreneurship doesn't have to be all or nothing. It really can be a slow and steady process of taking risks, but not the ones that will financially devastate you if something goes sideways. If you decide to take the plunge into business ownership, I applaud you. It's not for everyone, but the rewards can far outweigh the risks if you do it right. Just make sure you have a backup plan. Stay at your day job until your side hustle can support you. Then build upon your existing successes until you have a portfolio of income streams. This is the way of the family-first entrepreneur.
Thank you, Steve. That was Steve Chu with five big ideas from The Family First Entrepreneur, How to Achieve Financial Freedom Without Sacrificing What Matters Most. You might also like our book bite for The Portfolio Life, How to Future-Proof Your Career, Avoid Burnout, and Build a Life Bigger Than Your Business Card by Christina Wallace. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.